this podcast.
So this is another one of those truck thoughts. I think I'm gonna start a series called Truck Thoughts. I'm not even kidding. Like, when I drive home from the barn, I just like have all of these things. It's so funny. Like, when I'm riding, my brain is like totally in the zone, like concentrate on what I'm doing. And as soon as I get off the horse, literally my mind is like, it's like, you should do this with your horse, you should do that. Like, and I've talked about this before, like dealing with negativity and dealing with people that are like pushing you to do things that maybe are like more relevant to like their own personal goals that they might be projecting on you. And so we've talked about it before, it's nothing new. You'll have to excuse my voice, I was doing some karaoke the other night. Okay, as a lie, but we did some Christmas partying. Okay, it is the season. Tis the season. So don't judge me. Voice might crack once or twice. Just, it is what it is. Accept it for what it is. So, speaking of accepting things for what they are, lately I've been like, okay, this is the time of year where, you know, it's the holidays, so all the banquets for all the horse clubs are happening, you know, so if you showed it all in like a saddle club this year, there's an end of the year banquet, so you get awards, there's like a dinner, it's a whole thing, it's really, really, they're really fun most of the time. But this year, I didn't show, because I took on a new journey. There's many reasons why. The last year, 2021, was my rookie barrel racing year that I took my older mare to, and had a wonderful experience and realized that that's what I want to do in the future with horses. And so I bought, you know, invested in a young barrel racing prospect that could take me to places to potentially reach those goals. And so because I got, oh, there goes my gas light on. Truck talks, truck thoughts. Gas is expensive, that's a truck thought. back to what we were talking about though. I didn't show because I wasn't ready and my horse wasn't ready, and that's okay. It's totally fine, and I've been really hard on myself about that and comparing myself to other people's journeys with their horses. But at the end of the day, they, you know, and some people may have, but you know, usually the people I'm comparing myself to are, you know, generally haven't gone through the same situation that I've been through with my horse. And that's relevant to everybody. You know, nobody goes through the same things. We all have our own life experiences and our own journeys and situations that make us who we are. And I think just working on like accepting where you are and not letting other people, like, this is getting kind of repetitive to what I talked about before, but not letting other people make you feel like you have to do something or you know, act a certain way or follow a certain journey. So anyway, all these club meetings and banquets are happening, and I found myself feeling a little bit like, not disappointed, but like a little bit left out, maybe a little, not disappointed, but like, I can't find the right word, like a little bit down, I guess, about the situation, because I didn't show this year. But that's because I got a horse who had a really, really rough start in life, and he didn't progress the same way other horses progressed, because he needed some extra time to learn to trust me and to build a bond with me and a relationship so we can be a team and have a good foundation to be a successful team together. So I just need to keep reminding myself, like, hey, you didn't show this year because you wanted to give this colt some time to mature and some time to, you know, become a horse that he's the horse that he's meant to be. And also for myself, I had a lot of personal journeys going on, and so I didn't make it to shows this year, and that's okay. And you know, it took me a long time to accept that, because now it's come back up because I feel like I'm missing out. But I'm really not missing out, because I've been working my ass off, and it's gonna come around, and it will, you know, what I'm trying to say, it's gonna come back around, okay? I work hard, it's gonna come back around eventually. I'm hoping, you know, all this hard work will take us to the places that I want to be. And and you know, those little local shows, they're great for getting out there and getting you know, these young horses some experience and just hauling them and getting them more confident and building a better foundation. But I just wasn't in the right spot to do that, and neither was my horse at the time. So now I'm a little bit behind, which is okay, because it's behind in whose eyes, right? Like right, like it's our journey, so we're exactly where we're meant to be. We're not behind, we're not ahead, we're exactly where we're meant to be. So I've been just trying to embrace that. And I just turned 30, so I always said when I was younger, I was like 15, 16, I said, I'm going to be a barrel racer, and I never found it feasible until now, and that's okay as well. So I'm going to just really focus down on doing what I want to do and doing the things that will help me get to the reach the goals that I want to be at. So I think the moral of this chat here, this truck talk, truck thoughts, I don't know, one or the other, we'll see what it'll be, is, you know, don't feel bad about anything that's happened. Like, I don't want to say that it's anything that's happened in the past, but don't feel bad if you're not on the same journey as somebody else, because it's not about being behind or ahead. It's about being exactly where you're meant to be, like I said. So everything happens for a reason, and I've been finding that a lot lately, that, you know, things are happening around me and that I don't have control over, and just accepting those things. So this has been another random conversation off on a million tangents all over the place, but I just was thinking earlier today, I was like, dang, you know, all these banquets are happening, and just accepting where I am, because I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. And I think that's the goal for today, and the same with you. Like, you are exactly where you're supposed to be, and all we can do is just strive to be like a little bit better each day and just work towards those goals that we have in mind, and not let anybody else you know, manipulate you or you know, make you think that you have to do things a certain way, because things are going to work for you the way they work for you, and it may not work for somebody else. So work on being happy where you are, because that's kind of my chat for today, because it's not going to help anybody if you're stuck in the past or the future. So just be present, and yeah, guys, I hope everybody is doing well, and we're getting close to the holidays here, so hope everybody has a good holiday season, and I will talk to you guys very, very soon. Thank you for listening. Cheers.